Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I am super stoked to have Chris Johnson in the house. He has been here a couple times. Last time he brought this great big massive blue trophy. The blue trophy that everyone's trying to get. And thousands and thousands of anglers have tried and
yes.
And have never succeeded and have tried their entire life.
Yep.
So Chris actually won the 2024 Bass National Qualifier on the Arkansas River.
Yes. Yep.
And so that was just a few months ago.
Yep. Back in April, out of Muskogee. So,
yeah. And so what's happened is, so I follow Chris, kind of know what's going on. And I know that when he was here, he talked about achieving it. But yep. Now it's just like, what happens to people that win those trophies? And so now he's back because he's got a lot to tell us, and he's going to tell us more in case you ever win a blue trophy.
There you go.
He's gonna help you on what happens there. So
yeah.
So tell us how'd that change your life?
You know, well, it's really been quite amazing. I thought it was just going to be another tournament win and, just winning a tournament and I'd go home and that'd kind of be it. And, check the box for me to finally accomplish a lifelong goal. But in the scheme of things, in the way that I won that tournament and the way it all came about, it has gotten a lot of highlights through Bassmaster and through a lot of different avenues of from my style and the equipment I use, it just blew up and it's been all over the internet, a lot of, places resharing the post and, it's been absolutely amazing. Actually,
I know you open Facebook up and who's sitting there, but you,
yes.
You're sitting on your boat with that tackle box.
Yep.
There. Bass has got so many miles on that photo, dude.
It's crazy. Yeah. The amount of shares it gets. I look on there, I'm like, I'm seeing people from other countries across the ocean that are sharing the post and commenting back. And to think worldwide there's people looking at this and seeing it, it's been amazing. And then commenting on your post and your style, it's been wild. It really has.
So you came back and you went back to work. Is that right?
Absolutely.
You came back on Monday, went back to work.
Yeah, I won the tournament, went right back to work on Monday morning, sitting tile every day. It's been crazy every day. I hardly get – it's kind of one of the things that I've been so busy working, you'd think, well, I'm just going to get on back with my life a little bit. But and pretty well, come home, try to answer – messages and do YouTube videos to keep trying to follow up on it. And then Bassmasters keeps reposting it. And then we kind of start all over again a little bit. So, to keep it alive so long has been amazing and absolutely, I don't know the right word for it, but, super cool, I guess is the right word, it's been fun.
And you say the way you want it. Explain it in case someone lives in a cave and doesn't know.
Well, in the whole scheme of things, I guess what everybody wants to call is old school angler. And I fish out of a 1986 model Ranger boat. It's got a 1987 carbureted engine, which is, you'd call it more antique than old school nowadays. I fish a lot of old school equipment and techniques and for that to happen that way and for a tournament to be won by somebody in a boat that old, it has just really turned into a big thing.
And even though you have a Lowrance hat on, what do you use for Lowrance in your boat?
For Lowrance, I've got a what they call a 2230 flasher on the front, old school red little bleeping light on the front. I've got a Lowrance surface temp gauge, old school just plain gauge on the front. And then I have two older Lowrance HDS units. I use one for mapping and one for just one-dimensional graphing. Right. No side scan, no imaging, no nothing other than just a plain graph. So real basic electronics that just tell me how deep it is and that there might be a pile of rocks there or something, you know. But
I figured your temperature gauge was like a cup of water that you had in your in your boat, and if it was froze, then you knew to throw a jerk bait. Yeah. And if it wasn't froze, that then you knew you could throw a topwater.
I need to go faster. Yeah.
Yeah, go faster. Go slower or go faster. Yeah, you got it made. You don't even have to read it. You can stick your finger in it, and if your finger don't go down, jerk bait.
Slow down. Twitch, twitch. Yeah, it's a – I think there's some people almost think it's like that for me. Same way with just sticking my rod in the water. You know, I had a guy the other day. He was like, man, do you ever even get over 5 feet deep? You know, just poking around. It's like, oh, we got deep here, you know, if it's longer than the rod.
That's right. Well, I used to fish with Mike Sherman. He was a guide on Okeechobee, and I swear he could – that was his graph, was his fishing pole. Oh. He got deeper than a 7.5 foot flipping stick that he could reach down. He was pretty much out.
Getting, he like, was oh my.
Going, we got to get way shallower than this.
I kind of believe in that world myself a little bit. So start poking around, go, well, it's mud here, it's gravel here, you know. And but I'm probably in the same world he is. We need to get a little shallower.
There you go.
Like I told the guy the other day, I said, man, you get out over that deep, you might drown or something.
That's right. That much water.
Can't just stand up and get back in the boat.
So how about YouTube? Do you have a set date for your social media that you post out if people, you know, people are kind of looking at that?
I do not. And okay. I will tell you, I'm really trying to figure out how to get a schedule about it and to between work and the tackle company I have, I can barely figure out how to get a video done most evenings. So I'm real sporadic. I might send out three in a row real quick, and then I go a week and a half. You know, I've constantly got guys going, man, we need more videos. We need more videos. And but some days you get home from work and you're tired. And one thing I have found with the YouTube thing is authenticity is golden.
Right.
And, you know, I thought people – when I first started messing with YouTube, I was really working hard to make these perfection videos. Like, I'd make 20 of them trying to make one. And what I realized was watching was it was the really authentic, just they saw I had a thought and I sat down and made a video that was real basic and real to the point. I've had a lot of people comment, like, man, I love it. You're right to the point. You're giving us the juice and not a bunch of frou. And so the base that I have is really into that. And I can tell when I try too hard on a video, I don't get any views. Uh-huh. And so I'm learning to be a little better at just, hey, a good thought comes into my head or a good technique or something that's relevant for now. I just run over there, sit down, and try to run the video out the first time. And that's what the people seem to really like. And it's kind of like my boat and everything. It's just a different viewer that's looking for something. I don't know if real is the right word, but really just there it is, you know?
Right.
And
I think some of that is because you're not trying, you don't have an agenda, and you don't start with your agenda, and you're actually... Even though people know, like, if you're bass fishing, like, if you're throwing a chatterbait or if you're throwing a jerkbait, you know, you're telling them how to fish a jerkbait. You're not trying to sell the jerkbait to get to the thing. That's not saying you won't sell some ACT
stuff along the way, them, you know?
Arkansas Custom Tackle, along the way. Yep. That's fine, but that's not your first and foremost part. And people assume that people know that burning a spinnerbait on Ozark Highland Reservoirs, everyone knows when the wind blows, you pick up a spinnerbait and you reel it as fast as you can and in mouse color. Well, if you're born here and
you know that,
but
they don't. I will tell you, there's been some videos that I've made that I thought were the most
basic,
ultra basic.
Yep.
Just everybody that's ever bass fished in their life knows this.
Yep.
And it goes bananas. Everybody loves it. They're like, I never knew. And so I try to be careful in that sense too, is not going, hey, everybody's heard this. Everybody's fish the lake like I have, we have right behind us. And those techniques or those style baits or ways of fishing things, because they haven't. And people are, what I've noticed, they're longing for that juice. I mean, right. The real stuff from real guys saying, hey, this is how you can catch some right here.
Right. So that takes us back to bass, and they're shooting your picture and stuff out.
Yep.
What's the story behind the tackle box that's sitting on that boat?
Well, you know, that tackle box, which I collect a lot of old, I love old fishing tackle. So,
right.
And I don't go back into the really old stuff, but I really love late 70s, early 80s, into the 80s tackle. And it's kind of a weird story. And I've bass fished all my life, you know that, and tournament fished. And I've tried to be what some of these new guys are along the way through my younger years, trying to fit the mold and everything like that. And a few years back, I found myself with this older boat, and I was like, man, this is who you really are right here. This 80s model, that's right. Really who you are. When I think of a tournament angler, you know, I think of the Roland Martins and these anglers of those eras. And what I did was I just began to embrace that. And I'm like, I'm going to find the equipment. And I'm going to find the tackle boxes, and I'm going to put all that back together, the world I grew up in, and that's how I'm going to go back to being just me, what I see when I see bass fishing.
Right.
And so I set out buying these old tackle boxes everywhere I could, and that was that particular, that 77 in that video. I had to search long and hard to find that, but I'd saw it in a catalog. I saw it in all these old boats. And I'm like, I'm finding me one of them. And that's what I did. And that's kind of the story around the boxes. And now I bought another one this week, and I just keep filling them up with lures. And I've set them up for different lakes and different seasons. And, you know, I have one for night fishing right now that's in the boat.
Right.
And so that's kind of the story behind that.
Yeah. So media wise, is bass calling you every day? And
oh no.
Are you this tight with bass?
No, I'm
you're
not.
Good enough. You're on first name basis with the media person, are you not?
I am I am known there. I believe, you know, with all the people there, and you know, I've fished bass for a number of years, and then Lucy being involved with bass, so I've been around a lot of those people a lot over the years, and then this kind of helped just kind of cement me into being a part of that. And so if I call up and say, hey, this is Chris Johnson, at this point they'll go, oh yeah, yeah, what do you need, you know? As compared to maybe 10 years ago, it'd been like, who?
What else has changed since you won that you think when you think like, wow, this opportunity is here now?
A few things have changed. I have had some opportunities to gain some more sponsorship support that I to be quite honest, I didn't look at any of the win like that at all. I didn't think anybody was going to say, hey, man, we'd like to help you out a little bit. And I have had some of that. And, you know, they've always said along the, you know, you're going to win a tournament and then people are going to want to help you. But I have had some of that happen. And it's been really humbling to have people reach out and go, hey, I want next time, I want my name to be on your vest. You know, I want to be a part of that. So let us, you know, we're not rich, but we want to be a part of that. And I've had quite a bit of that happen, and it's really been amazing. And then just for me personally, to see my community rally the way they have, and then to see people in other states that I know begin to rally about. You know, I've had a guy this week from Tennessee that I just met. He said, if you make the Classic in November, I will drive wherever it's at because I'm going to go watch.
Right.
And so I've had a lot of that. And I've had a lot of my local peers and people that I've grown up around that are like, we'll be there. And for me, that's been probably the greatest thing in all of it, was to have fished all my life like that, to kind of reach a point of like, yeah, I'm 54 years old, man. It may be about time to kind of let this go a little bit. Maybe the people around me are ready, you know, they maybe they're looking at it going, man, he ought to give that up. It's been a long time.
Right.
But they haven't. They've really just said, oh, man, this is a – it's – you got to keep going as far as you can go, as long as you can. And for me, that's been one of the greatest things and changes. I don't know if it's a change, but a change in my mindset of the people around me supporting me has been amazingly. It's humbled me completely. And I could tell you hundreds of people that have just reached out. And that stuff's been awesome.
Yeah. So, and then you have your tackle company. And Lucy have your tackle company.
Yes. And in that as well, you know, doing these videos and even winning that tournament over there. And I did a full video on all those baits, and we talked about those baits. I never once thought about, not once did I ever think, I'm going to go win a tournament over here on this particular spinnerbait or this jig. Then I'm going to come home and my tackle company, there are going to be people in other states and other parts of the country that are going to call me up and say, hey, I want those baits. I just didn't take that into consideration. I was like, I have sold so many from that tournament and then from this YouTube as a combination that I never did a YouTube video to ever try to sell spinnerbait through my company. Never once have I been like, hey, you can buy it from me. I'm like, hey, I build these, but you can get one very similar from any other company. But so many have reached out and said, no, I want to buy your baits. I want to support your company. I want to be a part of this and what you're doing. And we've really had quite a boon from it. And even Lucy, the other day, I did a video on some particular bait. And all of a sudden, man, just I started getting all these messages. Hey, I want to buy six of those. And I want to get these. And I was a little overwhelmed the next day thinking, I got to get all these done. And Lucy's like, well, that wasn't very smart. You'd think if you was going to make a video on something, you'd have those ready.
Right.
It's like, well, I never thought people were going to buy them for me. So,
well, he's being modest because I think there's a gap in the spinnerbait, especially in the spinnerbait market, for a high quality spinnerbait that's made to perform. And putting those together, that's very hard. And in Northwest Arkansas, there used to be someone who had a spinnerbait. Yeah, the best spinnerbait company. So we won't mention who it was. Yeah. But anyway, it was Keith's place. Keith's and deal. So and so those things changed when other hands changed, and when they that happens in everywhere when things change. A lot of times, it doesn't meet up to the standards of what they were before, and they lose track of what it is. And so you're still that guy making that bait. And in my closet somewhere, I think I still have one that was made from him when we were up at the BASS tournament we had in South Dakota when we fished to Yankton, South Dakota. And he was on the team, and some kid named Greg Hackney was on the team.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, a few few people that have been in the fishing industry for a long time, like myself, were on that team. And so to see someone that's taking that and building a company out on the thing, it's not like your YouTubes are not, you're not out there bashing, say, electronics or form electronics, even though you don't have them on the boat. I haven't seen anywhere where you say, like, don't do it. The only thing I've seen is you guys all go offshore, and I'll stay up here by myself.
Yep. It is definitely that for me. You know, I even had a guy reach out to me because I was like, man, he was kind of wanting to get me on board on the hating of scope and all that. Uh-huh. And then I was like, man, I'm not a hater. I'm not. Do your thing, man. If that's what works for you, do it. I'm going to do what works for me. You know, that was a little bit of this last article with Bassmaster that was out was, you know, old school anglers were identified by their way. And, you know, whether he was a shallow water guy or a deep water guy or a structure guy. And, you know, nowadays you see everybody trying to be everything. And what I see is everybody being frustrated because I've tried to do that too in the past. And, where if you'll just identify some things and areas that you know you're not going to do good in, like me right now, I know there's tournaments I'm going to go into that, man, I'm out. I'm not going to catch them. I just know I'm not, because it's not my style. So
right.
I don't waste a lot of time trying to learn those things, but I capitalize on what I do know how to do as they capitalize on what they know how to do, which in turn, I think that's the way fishing should be. You know, everybody has their niche and does their thing. And, but the same way, even with lures is, you know, I'm not going to run down another guy's company or another right. bait, and just try to build something that's good. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes some of the greatest baits and the best fish catchers, aren't the best. They're not marketable,
right?
They're not perfect in the package where you go, oh, it. And some of my very best baits and that I sell a lot of are ones that you could put on a shelf and never sell them, but they're the fish catching. They'd get it done. So it's kind of interesting right. how that works.
What would be one of those baits that work real good? Give them some juice here.
You know, I'll tell you, there's one, and this is a spinner bait thing.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this on my videos a little bit, is a longer arm. And so on spinnerbaits, you have the what I call leg and the arm.
Uh-huh.
And the majority of spinnerbaits have a lot shorter arm.
Right.
Even on the tandem willow leaves. If you lengthen that arm a little bit, that bait performs so much better. And there are a few specific combos that work exponentially better if that arm is quite a bit longer. So all of a sudden that arm mate looks like it, if you look back on a lot of old school spinner baits, the arm looked like it came out past the hook.
Yeah.
And the blade was almost past the skirt.
Oh yeah.
And it looks awkward. It doesn't look good in a package. It will not sell. I can tell you right now, I've tried, but it catches fish so much better. It works so much better in the water. And that's one of the things I found just tinkering with baits is, I'm constantly buying old lures, like, you know, an old Okiebug spinner bait or an old Blakemore. And I look at how they built that thing and I go, I remember throwing this when I was a kid and we caught a lot of fish on this. But you cut that arm off and make it a little more pretty and presentable, it doesn't perform like it used to. So it's just one of them little things.
There you go. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time, sponsored by Pico Lures, who does not have a spinner bait. So. But we have everything else that you need to catch fish, hard and soft baits. And they also have a line of tools of Vanguard Tackle. And that you can buy right online, or you can find them in the stores here locally or online. You can find them at picolures.com. Chris, if they want to go find out your YouTube channel, or if they want to buy some of your lures that you're hand custom building, where would they go?
You can go to, right now we just do most everything off our Facebook page and just through Messenger. So you can go to Arkansas Custom Tackle. Just send us a message on the Messenger there.
Okay.
And we'll get right to it. And that's how we've been doing everything. I mean, we're ultra small, but that's what's been working best for us.
Okay.
And, or you can go to, I've had a lot just follow my YouTube. They send me comments on my YouTube. Hey, I want to buy some baits, or I'm looking for so-and-so. And they go there and do that too. It's Chris Johnson, aspiring tournament angler. Chris Johnson's my YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Arkansas Custom Tackle on Facebook. Or you could go to aspiring tournament angler Chris Johnson on Facebook as well.
All right.
So, and I will tell you real quick on Pico.
All right.
I don't know if many people know, but Mitch Glenn that owns Pico is another, he's an old school bass fisherman that's extremely good. I have an immense amount of respect for him. He understands fishing and he understands the lure business very well too. So
those two things he knows really well.
Really well. And he's an extremely accomplished bass fisherman as well, even though he's all about crappie now.
Yeah. You know, a bass fisherman's just a crappie fisherman waiting to happen. That's all that is, dude. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I've been figuring my day's coming one of these days, you know.
One of these days you'll be fishing crappie tournaments and you'll be, I remember when I was chasing those ditch pickles.
Running around like crazy all over the lake. That's right.
All right. Well, thanks. Make sure you check out his information. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.